on this day, 31st May, 1921. Devlin's double triumph. Never in the history of electoral contests in the North has such interest been evinced in the result of the elections for West Belfast. Not alone in the city, but throughout the province, the Nationalists eagerly awaited the declaration of the poll, ever confident that Mr. Joseph Devlin, MP, would once more carry the national standard to victory. Throughout yesterday afternoon, the Irish News Office and the National Club in Berry Street were inundated with telephonic and telegraphic messages from all parts of Ulster asking for details. And when the fact was made known that Mr. Devlin had been returned for West Belfast and was certain of election for County Antrim, congratulatory messages poured in from all parts. A huge crowd had assembled outside the Central Committee Rooms in Berry Street. And when the result was made known, a wild cheer was raised whilst the national colours were raised high and a throng joined in singing "A Nation Once Again." Mr. Devlin, accompanied by a mighty concourse of supporters, made a tour of the nationalist stronghold of West Belfast, headed by St. Peter's Brass and Reed Band in their picturesque green costumes with silver mountings. The procession started from the National Club in Berry Street. The Clan Ulla, National Warpipe Band, in their Gaelic costumes, following the break in which were Mr. Devlin and his conducting agents for West Belfast and County Antrim, Messrs. Hugh Martin and T.S. McAllister, Solicitor Ballymena, Mr. T.J. Condon, former Nationalist MP for Tipperary, and several ladies and gentlemen. When the procession turned up Clonard Street, it could not have numbered short of 25,000. In Hamill Square, Devlin's birthplace, Mr. Devlin addressed a few words to his supporters. Never were a people put to a more severe test than in this crisis. Never did they respond so wholeheartedly. Cheers, we voted for the unity of our motherland and we won. West Belfast has never been false to Ireland. She was never truer than she is today. We will go on defending the right, fighting for our principles, promoting peace with honour and ultimately succeeding. Scholar Revolutionary takes Derry seat. The counting of the votes in the Derry City and County contest was resumed in Coleraine Town Hall yesterday. Sir Robert Anderson, Unionist, and Mr. John Owen McNeill, Sinn Féin, got the quota in the first count and were declared elected. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, Wee Joe's popularity was such that he was elected for both West Belfast and County Antrim. His fellow Nationalist MPs, however, were a lacklustre lot, while Owen McNeill, De Valera, Griffith and Collins were successful for Sinn Féin.